With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tēnā koutou katoa, nau mai hoki mai ki Everyday Māori, the podcast where we teach you everyday Māori you can use in everyday situations. Ko Hemi Kelly, taku ingoa.
Ko Āpera Woodfine, taku ingoa.
And today we're carrying on the kōrero about an or. Last week we looked at or. We looked in detail, we got in there, we got into the nooks and crannies of or and talked about what are the subcategories when we look at or. And today we're going to continue that kōrero and we're going to look at the subcategories within the R category, and you'll be happy to know, you'll be pleased to know that there's only four, e huama. Let's get into it.
Ka rau.
So Pania Papa and Heketu, Blake, they also created this model next to Ngā Kawe Kawe o Te Whēke. They use the acronym HKTM, which stands for He Kura Te Mokopuna. Mokopuna, precious. He kura te mokopuna. And that's just, again, to remind you that, okay, there's four categories. He stands for?
Hangarau.
Hangarau. Anything man-made. Hangarau is technology. Yeah?
Right.
Not just electrical devices. We're talking pene. Mm. We're talking
naihi.
Naihi. Tepu. All these things we've created. He, ke?
Kai.
Kai. Kai, ngā kai katoa. Mm. Ne? Going back to kai, let's look at that. So we use ngā kai o te māra, the food of the garden. It's all because it's a place. Mm. It's a part of a place. Ngā kai o te māra. But if it's
te kai a wiremu.
Te kai a wiremu. Oh, that's wiremu's food.
Mm.
Kapai, te kai a wiremu. So, he, ke, te.
Tau te tanga.
Tau te tanga is similar to the word jakanga, things that we look after, things that we care for, things that we jaki or tau te.
Do mokopuna fall into this category?
Koia, mokopuna tamariki. Mokai.
Mokai. Yeah.
Te ngeru me te kuri.
He aha te whakaro mo ngā pakeke?
Mātua rā ko te o. So the or trumps the R here.
Okay.
We do look after our pakeke and our kaumātua, but they're a generation above us. So we go back to the or.
Okay.
Aye.
Cool.
Aye, we do care for our horses.
Right.
But they're a mode of transport as well, traditionally. Now, you might not use your hoihoi now to get to town, but we hold on to that idea that in the past, traditionally, they were a mode of transport for our tupuna. And so that idea remains, that whakaro remains. And that's been some discussion with an or. Oh, but no, I don't use my hoi. Oh, kei te pai, you know. But that is the whakaro, and that's the way te reo has been shaped over generations by our tupuna. Aye, we can change things if we want. Will it stick? Will people latch onto it? Who knows? But this is the reo that our tupuna have passed down to us.
Mm.
And there's a lot of whakaro ingrained in all of these words in the way we use the language.
Mm. A tāhua te whakaro.
Te mea whakamutunga he, ke, te, me.
Mahi!
Te kōrero a te kaiako.
Mm. Te kōrero a te kaiako. So this isn't just like your job kind of mahi. This is actions in general, right?
Āna.
Mm.
The speech of the teacher. Te kōrero a te kaiako.
Mm.
Tāku mahi, also like my job, but actions, no reira, hea etahi atu mahi.
Tāku haere ki te whanganui ātara.
Ai, tāku haere, my going to, ai, e rā mea katoa, he raue te waiata a te kapahaka.
Mm.
The kapahaka's song was beautiful, excellent. He raue te waiata a te kapahaka. Any questions? Kao, ka pai.
Kao, ka pai. Good night.
Ka pai e hoa mā. Now we're going to test your listening skills. We're going to go through each category. I'm going to give a, essentially, with anō, now this is a really grammatical way to think about it, but there's a possession and a possessor. There's a rironga and a kairiro in te reo Māori. With all of these things when we deal with a and o. For example, I'm going to give the possession and you're going to finish off with o or a and the possessor. Cool?
Cool.
Te hamarara
o mere.
Ka pai. Ai, koia. Te hamarara o mere. Mere's umbrella. Te hamarara o mere. So you can see there, that's it. There's the rironga, that's the hamarara, the possession.
Mm.
The kairiro, the one who possesses that rironga, is mere. Showing the connection between the two, we're using o.
He aha ai?
He aha ai, nā te mea, he whakaruruhau.
Whakaruruhau.
Kei te whakaruru i aia. Mm. Ai, aha koa iti, he whakaruruhau.
Ka pai. Tētahi atu anō.
Ka pai. Anei, ngā mōwhiti.
Ngā mōwhiti o te kuia.
Ngā mōwhiti o te kuia. The kuia's glasses. Yeah. Ai, ka pai. Mōwhiti, he hai, he hai o ai.
Nā te mea he kākahu, which is whakarākei.
Ah, he momo whakarākei. It's on our body, on our tinana.
Cool.
Anei, he nui te aroha.
He nui te aroha o āpera ki tāna wahine.
Oh, he nui te aroha o āpera ki tāna wahine. Ka pai.
Ka aroha.
Te aroha o āpera. Mm. And then we've carried on the kōrero ki tāna wahine. Anei, e mea no, kei whea ngā pire patu mamae. Who do the pire patu mamae belong to? Kei whea ngā pire patu mamae. Pire patu mamae are pills that kill pain, so painkillers.
Kei whea ngā pire patu mamae o, hear me?
Ai, he needs them today. Kei whea ngā pire patu mamae o, hear me? Where's Hemi's painkillers? Mm. Ai.
Kei te pai e ho?
Ai, kei te pai. Rongoā. Ne he rongoā tērā. So all of those sorts of things we use as rongoā, not just traditional rongoā, but also other rongoā that we use.
Mm.
Pire patu mamai, could be Panadol, could be any sort of painkiller, something stronger maybe. Ane, ki haere tonu tāua. Ko wai te koraua?
Ko wai te koraua o tēnei tama?
Ko wai te koraua o tēnei tama? Who's the grandfather of this young boy?
Mm.
Ka pai, ai. He aha te kōrero.
He aha te kōrero a te rangatira?
He aha te kōrero a te rangatira. Ai, ka pai e hoa. Tēnā koutou, e whakarongo mai nā. A me te o, ai he kaupapa nui. Yes, it is a big kaupapa. But once you get your head around it, it becomes a lot easier over time.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for listening. We'll be back next week with another episode.
Hei kona mai.
Everyday Māori is supported by Te Mātāwai, kia ukai poa nō te reo.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.